And now we turn to another business that was feeling threatened recently, the oyster business. Legend has it that raw oysters are good for love, but they're also good for a fight, as the Food and Drug Administration just learned. The FDA proposed to treat oysters from the Gulf of Mexico to rid them of a potentially deadly bacteria. Then the FDA came under pressure. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The FDA met its fiercest resistance in Louisiana, the nation's top oyster producer. At Casamento's restaurant, a New Orleans fixture since 1919, customers were outraged when the FDA said Gulf oysters would have to be treated from April to October if they're intended to be eaten raw. Nancy Chachery just finished off a dozen on the half shell.
It's part of our culture. It's what we eat. I mean, I remember as a child going fishing and eating oysters right out of the boat, out of the water. You know, the idea of having to radiate them or whatever it is that they want to do is ridiculous.
The FDA proposed the post-harvest treatment to curtail the average 15 deaths per year caused by Vibrio vulnificus, a naturally occurring bacteria found in warm water oysters. Vibrio can be fatal for people with compromised immune systems, including diabetics, alcoholics, and people with liver disease. But Casamento's owner, C.J. Gerdes, says he wouldn't serve processed oysters.
No taste to them. They taste like rubber. So I wouldn't use them. I would just go without.
About two-thirds of the oysters eaten in the United States come from the Gulf of Mexico. Regulators say more than a decade of trying to educate at-risk consumers about Vibrio has not worked, so they want to get rid of the threat. Michael Taylor is a senior advisor to the FDA commissioner.
We have a public health duty to act when there's a means to really prevent very serious illnesses and death.
But instead of requiring post-harvest treatment in 2011 as planned, the FDA last week did an about-face and now says it will study the feasibility and cost first. That after feeling the heat from oyster growers, consumers, and Gulf Coast lawmakers. Gulf Oyster Industry Council board member Mike Voisin says it would have been catastrophic for oyster growers. His company, Motivated Seafood in Houma, Louisiana, already treats oysters, but he says most mom-and-pop oyster shops can't afford the equipment and shouldn't be forced to.
We don't live in a nanny state. We don't have to be protected from everything. It makes no sense.
The industry's argument doesn't make sense to Jenny Bourgeois of Baton Rouge. Her father died from the flesh-eating bacteria 2 years ago after having raw oysters at his 60th birthday dinner.
I can't imagine that they would actually put an economic value over how much the lives of 15 or more individuals are worth.
Fourth-generation Louisiana oysterman John Tesfitch is one grower who says warning at-risk consumers is not enough.
That's the wrong position to take. You're in the food business.
When the public health debate over Vibrio got national attention in the mid-1990s, Tesfitch started AmeriPure, an oyster pasteurization company. Here at the Franklin, Louisiana plant, sacks of oysters are cleaned and secured with a rubber band before being dunked into a giant hot water tank.
The secret is controlling the temperature accurately to kill the bacteria without cooking the oyster.
The oyster is still raw, but no longer alive. It has a slightly stronger flavor and firmer texture than unprocessed oysters. AmeriPure sells up to 20 million pounds of treated oysters a year and counts among its customers some of the nation's top seafood chains. Tesfitch thinks the industry should stop fighting health officials.
Illnesses and deaths being associated with your product keep us down. It hurts our marketability.
But the Gulf oyster industry won this round in its battle with the FDA. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.